Following is performed by Mitch Martin at Flamingo Voice Media. Written by Chris Russell. Presented by The Wellness Cafe. Please enjoy the following presentation. Day 1. Welcome to the online meditation program from The Wellness Cafe. I am excited to be sharing this opportunity and information with you all. Thank you for your attendance and participation. On this first day of meditation, I will be presenting the two most fundamental and used meditation practices. I offer two because they are very similar and represent the roots of meditation, the core practice of meditation. Let's begin by offering a description of what meditation is. Meditation is the practice of special techniques for the mind to focus attention or let go of the attachment in order to train the mind to be more aware, resulting in mental clarity, emotional stability, and spiritual peace and calm. In this definition, we see the two main forms of meditation. One is to train the mind to focus upon a single thing. This can be a single thought, word, mantra, or even object. The goal is to reduce the mental clamor and activity, and to train the mind to focus across time upon a single point. Not an easy task. One that takes years of diligent practice, which will eventually lead to the ability to have no thoughts. The other branch of meditation takes a very different approach, but somehow leads the meditator to a similar place mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. In this other practice, the technique used is to let go of attachments to thoughts and feelings. This technique instructs the meditator to simply observe inner thoughts and feelings and to not be attached. To look as an observer at the thoughts and feelings that move across the inner mind and release them immediately and not follow them. This technique will eventually lead to a state of mind called no thought. As you can see, the end goal is the same for both techniques. Though these two techniques do come from different schools of spiritual practices from the Far Eastern religions, they have been studied and shown to lead to very similar states of mind, feeling, and spirit. This mental state is very hard to achieve and is basically able to turn off your thoughts. In turning off your thoughts, you also remove emotion and intuition becomes clearer. In this moment, we become open to higher intelligence, will, and passion, and can receive insights, wisdom, and spiritual knowledge. The daily meditation we will be practicing is not like either of those. We will be reading a short proverb of spiritual wisdom, writing it down, then spending 12 minutes in silent contemplation to the meaning and purpose of the phrase. Then all day long, look for moments and situations where the phrase comes to life, and you can see its use, demonstration, and expression. This encourages the practitioner to become mindful all day long. It's not a constant attention, but rather a way to be reminded of and come back to a particular idea or ideal in the moment. This teaches mindfulness as a daily practice. Then, at the end of the day, sit again in silence with the phrase and contemplate it again in the light of the day's events. Finish by writing your experiences and any changes you have noticed between the morning-evening contemplation of the proverb. This is today's proverb. Teach only love, for that is what you are. Thank you for your participation in the 15-day meditation challenge presented by The Wellness Cafe. We'll see you next time.